Will you forget? What would you say to that?
I agree with you 100%, Tony, from that standpoint. But the fact is that he's not accountable. And if we can't, he won't take accountability for his actions. How can we expect him to take accountability for overseeing these fine gentlemen that represent the University of Tennessee and the VFLs?
Right on. And you gotta have his job in the modern age, man. You gotta have some humility. It's like a friend of mine said a long time ago, or not a long time ago, but told me last Monday before his press conference, because I was sitting with Bino, and we people were mad. I mean, red ass mad. And here's what we were talking about. You stand up there on Monday, and you have a 5-minute press conference after that South Carolina game, and you tell the fan base, "I let you down. We were outcoached, and this isn't going to happen again." It's real simple. It's real simple. That's what you don't sit there and go, "Hey, by the way, when we beat Tennessee Tech, we're going to be bowl eligible. We're going to be bowl eligible." You don't do that. You don't do that. But that's just me.
Well, and I agree, Tony. The whole thing is with what this university stands for, what this great state of Tennessee stands for. You've got to have that accountability. The fact that he's not willing to hold the accountability, let's all realize it's the last week that everything we've went through with, and let's not even bring it up, okay? But everything we've went through, but the fact that our coach comes in, he's caught on camera, and he himself doesn't hold himself accountable. That's the issue I have. His skin is so thick. His feelings he carries all along, but let's be proud of who we are and what we represent.
Hey, really appreciate your call, man. Thank you. I love your passion, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bino, people is going to make people angrier, him not owning it. You know that, right, Beanstar?
Well, sure it is, Tony. We've talked about it. He does himself much more harm off the field than he does on. He's an absolute. He is a damage control dimwit. This is a guy. I'm afraid that he wants to be an SEC football coach, but he's got a MAC, American Athletic Conference temperament.
He does. He really to this point he does.
He doesn't. If he doesn't want interest and he doesn't want passion, that's where he needs to be. And he better understand that everything is news here. Everything.
Minister of Truth just tweeted at me, "F the people caring about him not owning it." How does that make you feel? Well, I'm thrilled. F me, F you. Russell doesn't care about it, though. You don't care about this, do you? Not a big deal.
Get to Atlanta. Who cares?
Garza Law Firm, ladies and gentlemen, if you're celebrating, I'm celebrating Tennessee's win right now with Dubsy. And I'm having myself a Moosehead Lager, proudly independent, since 1867. That's a long time. And Garza Law Firm, online at garzalaw.com. Look, if you go out tonight and you celebrate and you have a few, before you say guilty, you say Garza. Before you say guilty, you say Garza. If the popo pull you O-O, before you say guilty, say Garza. And do yourself a favor. We've got such a thing as Uber. We have some of the other ride services that are out there now. Call a cab. But before you say guilty, or as Eric S. says, before you say guilty, you say F y'all. I'm sure Marcos would like that. And Marcos, I publicly thank you for inviting me last night to that Marine Corps birthday party. That was incredible. Guys, there was a guy in the room last night, the Marine Corps birthday party. Check this out. Dubsy. Saw action in World War II. Saw action in Korea. Saw action in Vietnam and the first Gulf War. Guy's 92 years old, and
could probably still walk in here and kill the both of us with one rusty spork.
Guy was 92 years old and looks freaking awesome. Okay? I'm like not 50, and I'm like struggling through the day because I had a damn tailgate party. And then there was a guy in there last night who was a prisoner of war for 7 years.
Oh, my God.
In Vietnam.
Vietnam.
7 years. I'm going to go back to my phones. Garza Law Firm.
Even the Dooley era only lasted 3 years.
That's on, I mean, that was some dark humor. It's Moosehead Moose of the Game. Moosehead Moose of the Game time that will be crowned today by Dubsy. Dubsy is most formulated to share the Moosehead Moose of the Game with us, and here we go.
It's time for the Moosehead Moose of the Game, honoring the most bruising player in today's game. Presented by Moosehead Lager, brewing winners since 1867. Pour yourself a cold one. Now, let's give it up for your Moosehead Moose of the Game.
Outlast. Dubsy, Moosehead Moose of the Game is...
I think it's got to be JFK. John freaking Kelly. He had over 100 yards on 7 carries. 70-yard touchdown run. He's a beast.
Great player, man.
Feed him the ball.
JFK from Detroit, Michigan.
Russell, you know why you had to select that, don't you?
Why's that?
Because I completely hosed that up the time that you were gone. I threw the name out there before we ever did the intro thing, and then I gave the same award later on in the show for some other sponsor.
Nobody's perfect, Bino.
Nobody's perfect, Bino. And thank you
I'm
for
a
owning it.
Savant.
You owned it, Bino.
Yeah, you owned it, man. Way to
you
accept
know what
responsibility.
I would have said tonight.
What's that? What do you wish Bush would have said?
I wished he would have said, I had an 8 and a 0 on a quarter board, and y'all can go pound sand.
I'm telling you, anything but I was talking to my coaches. That's just like that Kongbo crap. Nobody believes Kongbo was playing a video game. Nobody believes that. Nobody. He doesn't believe that. But that's the world he lives in. Alabama guys, hey, I'm saying this all year. If a team can figure out a way to keep that quarterback in front of them and he can't run and they got to rely on their arm, they could lose a game. And they could lose this game tonight, guys. They very much could. And you said it yesterday, Bino. And Dubsy, here's the truth. Those people down there in Baton Rouge will go crazy tonight. This will be a Pyrrhic victory because they're going to end up with Coach O as their head coach. And that will not be good for them long term.
No, I agree. I don't think they're going to win this game. I just hope
they're flying
they
around.
Don't get demoralized. Well, I mean,
they're flying
Hurts
around.
Hurts looked bad in the first half against Ole Miss, too. And they ended up scoring about 50 points. So
this is a different animal. They're flying around. Back to the phones we go.
And Alabama will be the first non-division winner in the playoffs. And then 2 years from now, we'll have 8 teams.
They're winning this game.
Agreed, Benno. You leave them out in this league, and there will be an 8-team playoff. And it's going to be all about Alabama.
I think Russell's right. I think Alabama's going to win. But I believe this is going to look like electric football. There's going to be about one guy gets spun around running the wrong way to score the only points in this game.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Congratulations to JFK, or Moosehead Moose of the Game, 100-yard effort, including the long run tonight for the Vols. And the one thing I love about games like this is you leave some great highlights. He had a long of 73 tonight. He only averaged, did JFK, 14.9 yards per carry on the evening. Let's get our next caller in. Hello and welcome. You're on your Smartway Garza Law Firm. Fifth quarter fan reaction.
Hey, Tony, am I live?
You are live and in living color.
I have to say that I love you, and I'm from Leesburg, and we've talked before,
yeah.
Leesburg, Virginia. But I'm pretty passionate today. I mean, first of all, it doesn't even sound like we're celebrating a win. We're going to criticize Butch Jones on what he did on the halftime, whether he said something or not, silently.
Yep.
So that's the first thing. So all of a sudden, we're 55-0, but that's not good enough. Second of all, okay, since 1977, we've had Johnny Majors and we've had Philip Fulmer. Who else have we hired outside of a Tennessee family that's been good, and now we're going to crush Butch Jones? Who have we hired outside of the Tennessee family that's been good in 100 years, and now we want to get rid of this guy?
Doug Dickey was pretty good. He was outside the Tennessee family.
Where did he go?
He went to Florida.
Yeah, he went to Florida. Thank you. So, okay, so we're going to top 50 years ago now?
Well, look, look.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Hang on a second. Him doing that to the fans today is ridiculous, in all fairness. That's ridiculous.
You know what's ridiculous?
Go ahead.
Is, do you want Derek Dooley? Do you want Lane Kiffin?
No, I do not. No, I don't.
Who do you think Tennessee gets? This is what I don't understand. Tennessee doesn't have this momentum. Who do you think Tennessee gets?
What momentum? Wait a second here. What momentum? I want to make sure we're on the right page here. What momentum?
Who do you think Tennessee gets?
And I asked you, what momentum do we have? You just used the word momentum, which I love that word.
No, we don't have momentum.
Whoa. You know, look, I'm with Bino. People who want to fire that coach right now, to me, are stupid. They're stupid. You can't just do something hastily. It doesn't work when we do that around here. When you think about it and you go a little, you know, and you got to really take your time. I don't want Dave Hart anywhere near that football coach hire.
But I don't care about, okay, we don't even have an AD.
That's correct.
But so, like, I don't understand. Like, does Butch Jones do everything correct? Absolutely not. And I'm not saying he does. But my God, Charlie Strong turned us down. He went to Texas. I mean, how many people have to turn us down, and then we're going to turn on a guy that took the job and actually is building the program up? Is it as fast as we want? Probably not. But we've had more people turn our ass down than want this job.
Well, hey, did we somehow give the impression that we want Butch Jones fired?
Yeah, I don't want him fired. I know that.
I don't want him fired.
Tonight it seems like everyone doesn't like, they want him fired.
No, tonight people are pissed off at him because he won't be honest.
You know what? He has to be politically correct.
No, he doesn't. No, he does not. Why? No, he does. He doesn't.
If he said, I wanted to say you all to all your fans, we'd be 4 million Twitter people crying.
I don't think so. I think more people would respect that. I think more. I'm telling you right now.
He's not being politically correct. He's blatantly lying in his post-game press conference.
And
he's trying to act like the board sent out the field goal kicker. That's stupid.
Right, and that's the point. That's all we're saying.
I'm not disagreeing with that he doesn't make mistakes. But we went 55-0 in the narrative.
We played Tennessee Tech, babe. What are you talking about? It was a 1AA win against a bad 1AA team. I mean, no offense. It was great that the kids got to go to that football game.
And I'm not saying, but we did what we're supposed to do.
Right.
When did Dormady come in? The 5 minutes in the second half? I'm not saying we shouldn't whip their ass.
Right.
But who do you – I mean, what I'm saying is, who do you want?
I want Butch Jones. I want Butch Jones, and I want him to make it. But he has to. But he has. Here's what he's got to do. He better go get himself help on the offensive side of the football, because he played cronyism on his offense when he had a golden opportunity this year to really take a huge step forward with his program. And granted, injuries.
And I'm not going to disagree with that, Tony. But is that cronyism?
Oh yeah, hiring Mike DeBoard? That's total cronyism. That is. 1,000%. That's a guy that was checking the chlorine in Michigan's pool, and that is no joke. That's what the guy was doing. Now, Butch Jones, and this is my problem with him, instead of hiring his friend and going, hey, look, Mike's a guy I'm back a long way with. He started me in coaching, and we're going to do this together. I owe him one. He made up a narrative that he had two NFL head coaching jobs. It's a lie. Two NFL offers. The guy didn't have two NFL offers. That guy has two NFL offers like I have two NFL offers. That guy didn't have to, and that's my problem with this guy. You don't need to do that. You just say, look, just like tonight, here's my thing. I'm the head coach. The fans piss me off. We work hard. My kids practice hard.
Head coach would say, agree, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer.
How about this? No, I'll raise you one. I'll raise you one. No head coach would be caught uttering those words into a headset. That's why it's all over the country tonight. You can say it's not a story, and you can stomp your feet and go ball up in the corner, brother, but I'm here to tell you, it's a story. You can say it's not. But I'm telling you, it's all over the place nationally. You can pick on us for talking about it, and that's fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, no head coach gets caught saying that into a microphone where somebody reads his lips. And that's this guy's problem. Now, whether or not you see that or admit that, I don't care. I don't want the guy fired, but the guy is his own worst enemy. He went Monday, as Beano said yesterday, and he went to that press conference on Monday after that South Carolina game. And instead of putting salve on a wound and apologizing to the fan base, he made it a gaping wound by telling a fan base that's hurting, what do y'all want? We're going to a bowl game after we beat Tennessee Tech. That wasn't the goal this year, to go to a bowl game. That's not the goal.
I'm not disagreeing with that, Tony. I'm not saying I don't disagree with that. Everything you just said. I just think that we're way ahead of ourselves. And if people think, because not you, if people think we can get somebody better than Butch Jones in here right now, they're thoroughly mistaken.
Well, I'll disagree with that.
No, I think there's people out there better than him.
If Butch Jones left of his own accord, or even if Tennessee fired him, the job is much more attractive now than it was when he got it.
True.
And he deserves credit for that.
That's absolutely true. But here's the thing. Ron Zook made Florida more attractive after he left there. They were able to get Urban Meyer.
They had Jeremy Foley, the best AD in the country. And Florida has the best recruiting area in the country.
No question.
We have to recruit now.
You need a master salesman. Yep.
So it's a much different, same Florida. Florida job is so much easier job than Tennessee. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, how bad is Florida's team, y'all? Let's talk about that for a second up there in Virginia.
Terrible.
I mean,
no, they are.
They quit.
Well,
they quit tonight.
I mean, excuse my language. You got Will Muschamp out of there, and your offense still sucks.
Yeah, they're terrible. That's two profanities, babe. I love you. Thanks for the call.
Oh, is that the limit? One profanity, two profanity.
I'm not going to agree
with
this here. You got to have rules, even
boundaries.
When we don't have rules.
It's important.
But I'll say this to that caller. I appreciate your viewpoints. I just had to run along and get another call in here.
I think Alabama just made their first down of the game.
I don't think yet, and we're 13 minutes into the game. Beano, you know me. I don't mind disparate viewpoints, and I don't mind anybody saying, hey, why are you? Why? Butch Jones is the one that's made that a story, not me. He made it a story.
Yeah, I mean, he has time. The game can't be the story tonight. I mean, it was, again, it's nice to win a football game. It's great to get some people in there. But everyone knew that what this is coming down to is our last three football games if Arkansas could beat Florida, which is what they did. The story that keeps building is Butch Jones needs to understand the passion and the interest of this fan base. He felt like he was under attack when they were 5-0. And really, it was pretty easy streak. But I'm more worried about him being able to handle this job emotionally than I am him being able to handle it as the head football coach.
Somebody on Periscope just said that Butch Jones went Sergeant Carter on this Gomer Pyle fan base. That's pretty good.
Hey, listen, that's pretty good. It doesn't matter what you're doing, what your profession is. People around here just want you to be honest. They don't care if you're red. Just be honest about it and apologize when you're supposed to apologize, and don't make up something and act like we're all fools.
That's the thing. I mean, it's like politics. You can lie. We expect a certain amount of lying from our coaches and politicians, but you got to be smart about your lying. You can't say that you wanted to go for it. You're the head coach, dude. That's your call.
I wanted to go for it. I was cussing my coaches out. Of course, it is.
Damn, Azad, he sent the field goal kicker.
It is my final say. It is my final say.
I was trying to figure out what fourth down play we were going to run, and I turned around, all of a sudden a grad assistant's trotting the field goal unit out
Tommy
there.
Tommy Tuberville tonight, guys, told a fan to go to hell, walk into the tunnel. Hey, Tommy Tuberville, after that game, I promise you, is going to get up and go, I told the fan to go to hell.
Well, that's the kind of thing you can do. It's
but he's going to get fired.
You can't do at Auburn, right?
That's probably true. And he's going to get fired there because he's destroyed their football program. Let's go back to our phones.
I believe that Butch actually said, duck call, and that means we're going to kick a little duck snort field goal here.
Let's go back to our phones and get our coaching in Cincinnati. Boy, that must be a hard job, man. It breaks people.
Maybe Butch can get his old job back.
And you got us in trouble again, Dad.
And as Curtis Long says, the bad part about Jones is he makes us about him and doesn't let his team have the glory, and that's so true. You can pick on us all you want. That tweet is going to be – or that video is going to be seen by – I'm not underestimating this – 20 million people, 15 million people, however many people watch college football – plus, that'll be on TMZ Sports. It'll be on – this guy cussed out his fan base. Nobody does that. Well, Tuberville told a guy to go to hell tonight. Let's go to the phones. Must be something in the air. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Where is Eric Stryker when you need him?
And Eric Stryker, the greatest fake recruit of all time, who I love. A Navy SEAL, by the way. Thank you, Eric Stryker, for your service.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We should be talking about Arkansas beating the living, you know what, out of Florida. But this coach has made sure that we're going to go out and talk about. He'd been better off saying he had Tourette syndrome tonight, Tony. I mean, this guy.
That's a great line.
I've never seen anybody detonate more landmines that he plants on himself than this guy. I mean, it's, what is he doing? And he made $11,000 tonight. Y'all realize that? And he can't suck it up. And the bigger problem, I don't really have a problem with what he said. I have a problem that he's actually paying attention to the fans in the middle of a freaking game. That's what I have a problem with.
That's good. I thought about that too. Because these coaches always say, oh, I don't hear the boos. I'm so wrapped up in the game. I don't know what's going on in the stands. And Butch says that kind of stuff too. But then he's completely preoccupied with the reaction of the crowd when you've got a fourth down coming up.
What was your line again? Say your line again that you opened the call with. Yeah.
I said, where's Eric Stryker when you need him?
No, the second point.
He'd been better off saying he had Tourette syndrome.
That's the greatest thing. I'm tweeting that. That's up there with when Wes Rucker tweeted out. Wes Rucker tweeted out that his brother said Butch Jones should say after the game that he lost in FIFA. Oh. That's a great line. Would have been better off saying that he has Tourette syndrome. That's politically incorrect. It'll make people mad.
It's telling a woman to leave. Asking a woman why she left in the middle of a press conference when he was 15 minutes late himself.
Wow.
So that's a little politically incorrect too. But you know what? We're sitting here talking about Butch Jones for over an hour now when this guy, and I'm with y'all. I think he's ready to bolt. He knows. I mean, if he thinks it's bad now, my God. Tell me this. I'm jumping all over the place, I know, because there's so much material here.
Yeah, there is a lot of material.
But name one fan base that's not going to boo in that situation. We're not even serious about it. We're up how many points? The fan base is smarter. Every fan base in America wants to see you go for it on fourth down. They want the backup quarterback, and they want to score a touchdown. I mean, it's part of it. And if you don't know that by now, I mean, do they not boo on Madden? Is it because I really feel like this is where the guy learned his offense from. He went to college, Xbox, or school, or Madden football, or whatever. This guy, I'm telling you, he is so much of what you want in a coach, and then he opens up.
Yeah, he really
his
is. He really is. He's so much of what you want in a coach. That's so well put.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got so many great qualities about him, but he doesn't have the authority to overrule his coordinators tonight against Tennessee Tech at halftime. What in the world is that? as Russell said. That is crazy. I love the Eric Stryker reference, though, because he was a made-up Navy SEAL recruit back in the old days of the dirt sheets in the early 90s.
No, that was Ronaldo Stryker. Ronaldo Eric Stryker was the linebacker.
Oh, that's
Oklahoma
right. Ronaldo Stryker. That's who he was going for. He was going for Ronaldo Stryker. That's who you were going for. Oh, no, you were going for Eric Stryker in the Oklahoma game.
Yeah, when he went out there.
Show a little class.
I am so – I really it's need to get okay, my though. See, that's I've already put that out of my mind because I have not made it about Butch Jones all year. And my partner in crime, Beanstar, will tell you that. Beano, is that not true off the air? Is that not true?
No, that's true, Tony.
But that stuff tonight, that pisses me off because you told your fan base that, and you just say, look, it's been a tough week around here. I'm sorry. I'm emotional. We all get emotional. And y'all made me mad. Now we can have a love-hate relationship, a love-love relationship, or a hate-hate relationship. It's up to you. But I'm killing myself for y'all. That's all. I forgot all about that Eric Stryker thing. That was the kid from Oklahoma. And I remember having Jerry Glanville on, and he said, let me tell you something. He said, if you walk up to an NFL player and you do something like that, he said, you will get your face punched in right on the field.
Oh, gosh.
Which was an interesting call.
Again, we need to make him a chart for what he needs to say and how he needs to react. And because he loves charts. So we need to get him a chart for press conference. We need to get that man a chart for whether or not he gets booed or not. We need to see him looking at that chart and what he needs to say. And what, I mean,
That's so sad.
We need to save our own coach so we can have a coach next year because y'all are right. Anybody, and I haven't heard anybody, by the way, asking for Butch Jones to be replaced.
Not one person. Not one person.
We sure as heck don't need Dave Hart making – I don't want Dave Hart out there being a parking lot attendant right now. I want him off the campus. So
it's close to that.
Let's talk about one more thing, and I'll get all of these.
How about your Gainesville boys? How about your Johnny Boy and Gainesville boys tonight? They suck. I told people – when we beat them, that they would lose three or four games, and everybody said I was crazy. And they're terrible. They're terrible. They might lose to South Carolina. Don't laugh. They're all beat up. And I know that South Carolina team can't play, but
South Carolina's got a winning record. They played Texas A&M close. They played Georgia close. I mean, they could, you know, they're not a great team, but I don't put it past them winning next week in Gainesville.
Oh, that would be awesome if Will Muschamp come back to beat them.
Oh my! I haven't even thought about that. Oh my gosh! The gift that keeps on giving, babe.
Well, I mean, we got called out by Butch Jones a year ago for saying F Florida, or 2 years ago, and now we need to call Butch Jones out for saying F us. Here I go again. I'm going back to our coach. Well, here we go. We got Florida losing to Arkansas. They're going to lose. They're going to get pounded by LSU. I don't care what anybody says. And can we beat Kentucky and Vandy and Missouri? Out of all those teams, you're going to laugh at me. I'm most worried about Missouri. I don't know why. They just give us fits and whatever. Let's let some other callers. By the way, Tony, just ditto on everybody else said. Great thing you did for the kids. So glad to see that. And I watched the Periscope today.
You made it. So, thank you, brother. Thank you. And by the way, on our Periscope, what people are referencing is I shot like an hour of video. I just went around and did my thing with people, and I was just, I don't know. We just showed what we did down there. I wanted people to see that today. 865-200-5402. I take no game for granted left on our schedule. None. I take no game for granted. Beano, are you taking any of them for granted?
No, I'm not taking any of them for granted, Tony, but I said last week on this show that if Arkansas beat Florida, that we would go to Nashville playing for an opportunity to go to Atlanta, and I still believe that.
865-200-5402, our next call in on a night where Tennessee, 35 days later, wins a football game. Feel great about that, 55-0 over Tennessee Tech. Let's get our next call in on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome in.
Tony, guys, good evening to you from Nashville.
Hey, great evening to you in beautiful
Nashville.
Thank you, Trey. Yes, great to have you.
sitting there, just saw a beautiful pass, and Danny Etling down the sideline, sitting up LSU inside the 10-yard line. So things are looking bright for the evening. But I wanted to, and I thought, look, I'll save my Butch comment for last because I think there was a really cool positive out of today's game. And I know it was late in the game and people might have tuned out, watched the Arkansas game. When Callaway returned that punt for a touchdown, to see the teammates, all of his teammates, storm over there into the corner near the Letterman's area,
yes,
and kind of dogpile him,
yes,
I thought that was one of the coolest moments I've seen this year. Besides, you know, the Georgia game, just because of the pure celebration that came out of those kids' faces, and you can just tell how they were excited they were for their teammates. You know, I don't know if that was I'm not going to say it was planned or anything like that, but I just think that was really, really cool how they embraced the young kid. And it's probably because of what he does in practice. But I do want to hit on one thing here.
I love – can I say something to you?
Yeah.
I love you pointing that out because that's what we
really
want to
cool.
do here. That's what we want to do here is celebrate the great times. And that – reaction from everybody involved is what you only get in college football. You only get that in college
Dobbs
football.
Going down the sideline,
it was insane. They were so happy for a kid who obviously puts in a lot of work, who's getting a shot now in somebody else's absence. And granted, it's Tech. We all know that. Who takes it to the house. And it's just a beautiful thing that you point out that it is, lo and behold, a beautiful thing, because it was a beautiful thing, man. And Dobbs did try to jump in the pile.
Yeah, right. And that was the cool part of it, just seeing Derek Barnett down there.
Yep.
And pretty much a dog pile in the corner.
Beautiful
I was like, this is very, very interesting and cool at the same time.
Beautiful of you to point that out.
Looking at this football team,
yep.
I know we laid an egg last week, and it
yep.
is what it is.
Yep.
You know, but I think – momentum of scoring that many points, that this team rallies together, no matter what the coach is doing.
Yep.
The team rallies together. And look, I know it's Tennessee Tech, and I get that. But I just pointed out one small thing tonight that makes me inside know that this team is not falling apart. The coaches might be falling apart.
Great point.
But these players are actually staying together. And seeing something like that from a freshman wide receiver, and you're seeing seniors and Dobbs running up and down the sidelines – so what I'm getting at, I don't think this team has lost hope on this season. I think you saw tonight a team that celebrated plays against Tennessee Tech that other kids would just throw the ball to the referee and kind of walk away. You know, Juwan Jennings' little baseball bat you know, celebration in the end zone. So what I'm getting at here is I think this team is going to rally around here. I think they're going to win the next three. You know, we hope LSU takes care of Florida and Baton Rouge. That's why I'm praying they beat Alabama tonight where they get on a roll. And that game is really important in Baton Rouge in 2 weeks. You know, but also I will throw in the Butch thing here. In a weird way, I'm kind of glad he did what he did tonight. I wish he'd owned it in the press conference. I wish he'd came out and said, yeah, I did say that. I was pissed off and frustrated with you guys, the fans, you know, and I did say that. You know, and it was kind of – I'm not going to say neat because it's not neat. But when the fans boo like that, when you're up by that much, it's kind of a sarcastic boo by the fans. I don't quite understand it. They just want to see touchdowns, and I get it.
I agree.
Come out for entertainment.
I agree.
But I thought it was good for Butch to finally just say, hey, screw y'all. And I'm
exactly. I think you're right. And I think he should have come to the press conference and said, you know what, y'all? Y'all piss me off. Y'all think this job's easy. This job's not easy. And y'all made me mad. And we worked hard this week, and our kids work hard, and y'all piss me off. I respect the hell out of that, and I'm like you. Because here's the thing about your phone call. That game is a game played with emotion. And if there's one thing Tennessee lacked last week, guys, they did not, Russell Smith, have any emotion last week. They were dead to the world. They looked like zombies on the eve of Halloween last week.
And you could tell that despite what Butch Jones was saying, and this is another lie he told today about there not being any drama in the building, there clearly was drama in the building, and there was drama on the field last week in South Carolina. They got rid of that situation. I understand he doesn't want to throw Hurd under the bus.
Whatever.
Wants that to be over with.
Right.
But it's clear that by getting that situation out of the building and over with, that they took a giant step forward.
Your call, though, is so great because when you think about seeing Dobbs down there, all those guys, all those kids, everybody that went in there with Callaway, the emotion of a moment, the emotion of the big plays that we see in these games, and that's what makes going to a game like that a great kick return. We see these guys in the open field, these great athletes. It's what makes going to a bye game fun for a home fan base. You want to see big plays. And your point is, at the end of the half, we want to see you score a touchdown. It doesn't mean we hate you. And it is kind of a silly thing. It's silly for fans to boo that. It is silly. It is. We all agree. Do we agree, Russell? It's silly to boo that?
It's silly both ways. It's silly to kick the field goal. You're up 35-0.
Right.
You know, what does it matter? But it's silly to boo. It just doesn't matter at that point. We just want to see aggression out of the coach.
Yeah.
And
I don't apologize for that. And I love that he was aggressive. He, to me, showed me tonight that he's a real guy. I wish he would have owned it, though. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not beating on him. I mean, he's just nuts. He's crazy.
Yeah, and maybe he, and I'm not going to say the coach is scared. Maybe he's afraid. Look, there is, and I say this is what it is. I do not include Russell, Tony, any of you guys in this. But there's about 35,000 different media outlets in Knoxville that cover the Vols. And, you know, you can have, you know, just a blog and talk on the phone one day a week, and somehow you get access and you'll be able to answer questions. I think a lot of the pressure has kind of built on him a little bit, and I get that. I think the Tennessee fan base was expecting so much last week, and maybe he just let out some aggression today, and I don't blame the guy. We all do this in our workplace for every work. Hell, I work in journalism, and there's sometimes I want to look at somebody, you know, and just say, yeah, the same thing almost, but I'll own it if I did. I think the last thing I'll say here, nobody give up on this team. I know you look at the score and you think it's Tennessee Tech. Okay, it is what it is. This is a team that came out tonight and was throwing the ball around. They were making plays down the field. John Kelly was running the football. It's great to see. And I will go back and say this. I'll call you in 3 weeks and we'll point this out again. The Marcus Callaway punt return was a sign that this team has not fallen apart. And I think we went out here, guys.
I love the call. Around the room we go. Beano, do you believe that the Callaway, Marcus Callaway's kick return at the end of the game is proof that this team is still dialed in?
I think it's proof that this is a unified football team. I don't know if they were, but I think they are. And I think he's right. I think only good can come out of what happened today on the football field.
Yep. Look, winning never hurts you. I don't care who you are, where you are. I don't care. Winning at anything never hurts you. Obviously, you get a false sense of whatever by watching that matchup. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. How about Kentucky guys tonight up on Georgia? Do you think Georgia realizes what they've done with their hire? After the guy they had would win 10 games at the drop of a hat, even in the year they fired him, he won 10 games. Dubs, do you think there's any level of regret in their fan base tonight as they're watching Kentucky beat Georgia? And that guy is a popcorn fart at Georgia, and he's another one of Saban's forks on his tree, another one of the branches that will be cut off in short order to keep the tree alive.
I don't know if they have any regret. My guess is they probably feel like Tennessee fans did in 2009 or 2010, and that there's not necessarily regret about making the move away from Richt, but they're wondering, did they make the right call and just going to Kirby Smart because he's a quote-unquote Georgia guy?
By the way, 865-200-5402, Kentucky is up on Georgia. Somebody give me the latest score in that one. And Tommy
14-13.
And Tommy Tuberville told a fan tonight to go to hell on his way into the locker room. So apparently there's something in the air tonight. And I like it. I like a little emotion. Let's go back to our phones and get our next call in. Smartway Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter fan reaction. Our top performer of the game, presented by Performance Medicines, coming up momentarily. As I remind you that portions of tonight's activity, presented by our friends at Citizens National Bank, where banking never felt so good. Ladies and germs, opening their 20th location, and that is 220. A 2 with a 0 in front of it. That's a lot of locations. Saturday banking across the board. Proudly serving our CNBTN.com online. And when you call in tonight, if you've never called the show, we have what we call an auto attendance. So if you get clicked in and you hear my voice, because we had some people hang up on us tonight, which means we've got new callers and they don't understand how this thing goes. But when you get clicked in and you're clicked in and you're on hold, like a person just got clicked in, you're on hold right now. Stay right there. We're coming right to you. Just patience. All we need is a little patience. And maybe it's that case for our fan base right now. Maybe we need a little Guns N' Roses here.
Take it slow.
Circa 88. Let's go back to the phones and get our next call in. Things are going to work out fine, baby. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome in to our next caller. And that is you. Yes, welcome. Let's try this again. To our next caller, hello and welcome.
Tony?
Yes.
I just wanted to say I was congratulating our team for a win. I know it wasn't a great team that we played. But
absolutely.
They showed emotion for the first time for a full ball game all year. And I was just happy to see that. They haven't played that way all year. And and that's been a trademark of Butch Jones's teams his previous years, is they've always showed emotion from the beginning to the end. And they just haven't this year. But they did tonight, and I was just happy to see it.
You know, I tell you this right now. I 5,000% agree with that. You know, look, they came out purposefully, started the game, didn't slug around, score early, score often, looked in sync, looked happy for each other, as a caller pointed out earlier.
Exactly.
A lot of positives to take from tonight's game. A lot of positives. I agree with that.
They looked happy for one another.
I agree with that. That's important.
I haven't seen that all year.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. I think this herd thing was a sickness, and I think it was working against them internally. And I don't think Tennessee's the only team that goes through it. I'll tell you what, when I watch the Florida Gators play, and y'all can laugh at this if you want, but it looks to me like they've got something wrong with their football team besides not being able to play offensively. It looks to me like they have some of that internal turmoil that I'm talking about. And I'm being 100% serious. They laid down on the field against us. Am I wrong, guys?
Well, they've got a bigger idiot as a coach than ours acts sometimes. I mean,
no question. And our guy acts like an idiot. They have I think he could be a quality coach, in time, talking about McElwain. But he is goofy. There's no doubt about it. Our guy is absolutely goofy. There's some goofy dudes in this league right now. How about the guy at South Carolina that's like 4-0? Is he 4-0 against our guy? Is that right? 3-0.
3-0, I think.
No, whatever it is. He's 4-0. Is he 4-0?
5-0. He's 4-0 at Florida and 3-0.
Against us, he's 5-0.
Yeah.
But against Butch Jones, he's 3-0. Whatever it is, he's an idiot, and he is crazy. He has crazy eyes. I mean, look at that guy. Who would hire him?
I don't know. I can't believe he's beat us that many times.
Yes, but here's what somebody said earlier. I don't know. That McElwain guy has to have veneers, right, in his mouth, Dubsy?
Oh, yeah.
Those teeth are so – I mean, it ought to be illegal for him to flash a smile. You're blinding defensive backs on the other team if he smiles on the sidelines.
He could eat both sides of an apple through a picket fence.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and I don't mind Butch Jones showing emotion. I mean, and maybe he was cussing out the coaches. I mean, I've dropped an F-bomb on him a few times this year.
That's a great call. I like he has Tourette's syndrome, and maybe he was cussing out the coaches. If anybody needs to be cussed out, it's Mike DeBoard. Unfortunately for Butch, he has final say, which is why we're not buying that.
Oh, no doubt.
But more power to him. More power to him.
Well, I just want to say thank you for all you've done up there on your talk show, and especially for getting those kids up there at that ball game today.
Oh, man. We're doing it again next year. I can promise you that right now.
And that was just great to see. Y'all have a great night, and I'll let y'all get another caller in.
Thank you. Please go watch the Periscope if you haven't seen it. It is it makes me cry. I'm going to go to Ewad here momentarily, who's in the locker room. We'll get our locker room report. In the meantime, though, it's time for our performance medicine top performer of the game. And I'm going to let our top performer of the game, I'm going to let Bino tell you who it is. He was 12 out of 13, 183 yards, 3 touchdowns, a 286.
The performance medicine top performer of the game. presented by Performance Medicine. Perform at the top of your game with Performance Medicine. You can find it online at performancemedicine.net. And now here's the Performance Medicine top performer of the game.
Performancemedicine.net, top performer of the game, Dr. Rogers Yoshi, hee-ho to you. Ben Rogers Yoshi, ha-ha to you. These folks are doing medicine the old-fashioned way. They're not taking insurance. You're paying a low cash fee when you go see your doctor. And get this. Now, they want to keep you healthy, keep you out of their office. They want you feeling better. Get that. Offices in Johnson City, Kingsport, and in Knoxville. Dr. Tom Rogers, go on performancemedicine.net. Find out more about their practice. Beano, our top performer. Performance medicine of the night. His name is?
That'd be Joshua Dobbs, Tony.
I'm happy for him, guys, to have a bounce back game. I feel good for Dobbsy.
Yeah, he needed this game and to just complete a high percentage of passes. And I know the competition wasn't exactly fierce, but he didn't miss on any balls. They were generally right on the money. And so, yeah, they needed this one just to get some rhythm and some good vibes heading into the rest of the SEC games here.
Kelly won earlier today, our Moosehead Moose of the game, with his running style. Just unbelievable. And our top performer of the game, Josh Dobbs. And how about a shout-out as well to Warrior tonight, Dale Carter's son, who finally sees his first extensive playing time of the year, leads the league and leads the team in tackles tonight, and showed the kind of athlete he can be. Somebody on Periscope's asking me right now if I want Butch Jones fired. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, am I in love with everything Butch Jones has done? No. But I think Butch Jones, there's a lot of qualities about him that are very good. But his psychoness is going to run him into the ground. And he's a psycho. He's a, and he picks, and he makes things worse. That's all we're saying. That's all I'm saying about him. I'm not going to put words in y'all's mouth. What I'm saying about him is go get an offensive coordinator. Let the offensive coordinator learn from Gus Malzahn. Because next year, going into that year, people might be saying about Jones what they were saying about Malzahn this year, and Malzahn went and got Lashley. And Malzahn's a lot more of an accomplished offensive spread coach than Butch Jones is, yes?
Yeah, and this is another reason, right, why Tennessee has to finish strong and win these last three games and get to Atlanta is I feel like staff changes are inevitable at the end of the year again.
Yep.
And what we talked about last week, Tony, if the perception is that Butch Jones is on the hot seat and that 2017 is a make-or-break year, he's not going to be able to attract elite coaching talent. So if the perception is he's on pretty firm footing, as firm as you get in big-time college football, and this is a program that's still on the rise, they just made the championship game, they just need a little something to get over the top, then they'll be able to get a top-notch coordinator and some other assistants, because I think there is going to be a lot of turnover on the staff in the offseason.
Back to our phones we go. Beano, do you have a problem with what we're saying here before I get our next call in? I don't want the guy fired.
Absolutely not, Tony. I've told you. I want Butch Jones to be our football coach next year. I wish Butch would quit caring what the media and the fans think. He claims he doesn't, and he cares more than anyone we've ever had here. You're the head football coach, University of Tennessee. Quit caring what I think.
We're going to go to the phones, get our next call in, 865-200-5402. Welcome in. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man. Appreciate you being there.
I'm glad to hear you had a fun time at your is it Amachi?
Yeah, it was incredible, man. What a great organization. So insane. Yeah. Thank you for your contribution.
It's a whole lot more fun than listening to a senior citizen scream at somebody.
Yep.
So, well, Butch, man, he just he can't do anything without pulling out a sawed-off shotgun and blowing his foot off. I mean, the guy's his own worst enemy. But I'm telling you, I've lived here all my life. you can't behave the way he behaves on the sideline for very long here. I mean, they'll pop him. It'll get him. I mean, maybe not this year, but it definitely will next year. And you just can't behave the way he behaves. Would you not agree, Tom? You know how people are in this town.
Oh, yeah.
You've lived here for almost your entire adult life.
You're not going to make it here. Well, here's what you're not going to make it here doing. You're not going to make it here if you're not honest.
Exactly.
Look, Bruce Pearl was wide open here, and people loved him. And Bruce Pearl was far from perfect, guys. I mean, we all knew Bruce Pearl was wide open, and he had his ups and his downs, but we loved him. This guy here, I mean, if I could, and I'm not an advice giver, but I do know the way, pretty good feeling on the way the fan base works here. He's not winning a lot of people over right now. When you do what you did tonight, I mean, look, Tommy Tuberville did what he did. These guys, right? Tommy Tuberville up at Cincinnati is under a lot of pressure. And he's getting ready to get popped. He's destroyed that program. Butch Jones hadn't destroyed anything here. Butch Jones is still building this thing. All you got to say to the fan base after that game is, I screwed up. Hey, look, man, I'm tired. I'd respect the hell out of that. I'd go, wow, you're a real person. You're a real person. I'd take it.
I mean, the sad part is, Tony, yeah. I think if he was honest, like you're talking, and still acted like a stark raving lunatic, people around here, as long as you're honest about it, you know, we'll back a crazy person. I mean, just win, stop doing dumb stuff, go out and get a top-notch staff. I mean, he's got every bell and whistle and advantage that you can have. Facilities, everything. Just quit acting like such a goofball on Saturdays and go out and get a professional staff.
Well, that's the thing about this level, and I've had more than one college coach tell me, Tennessee's just not well coached offensively. They're just not. They're just not. I mean, you can say a lot of things.
I don't think they're that well coached overall.
Well, they're all beat up. They're on defense. They're all beat up. I mean, the whole team, the depth. Offensively, they should be better than they are. I mean, you've got a senior quarterback who truly hasn't gotten any better.
He's never had a quarterback coach, Brian.
Yeah, a full-time quarterback coach. And that was because the coach decided to practice cronyism.
Exactly. And that's went out and hired the pool guy at the University of Michigan.
Yep.
And just craziness. I just worry, like, when I saw that today, that's when I start wondering if maybe he's in over his head and this thing's just too big for him to control.
Yep.
So, anyhow, have a great show. I really enjoyed it, guys. I'm glad you had fun. Tony, get some rest, brother.
Tony's going to get some rest tonight, man. And I appreciate your phone call. Thanks, Robbie. Dubsy, tell them where they can find you, and then I'm going to bring Ewad into the conversation and keep the conversation going. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do a show weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here in town on Fox Sports Knoxville, 1340 AM. You can go to foxsportsknoxville.com to listen online and get the app and all that good stuff. And you can follow me on Twitter at RussellTheDrive.
Oh, man. 865-200-5402. And Eric Waddell, who worked in TV for many, 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 many years here, who you now report for, Eric, as I welcome you in.
I do work for the AP.
Associated Press.
Do work for ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio.
And I believe they've now gone through their about ninth transition since I've been working for them, but SB Nation, which used to be Yahoo Sports, which used to be Sporting News Radio, which used to be something else. And I also do the Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction for my man, Tony Basilio.
Eric was heard tonight reporting on this game on probably 400 radio stations across the country, but decides to come down here, covers things in the locker room, and then comes down here and gives us the gist. Give me the gist of Tennessee's team in that locker room after tonight's game, and then we'll go back to our phones.
Honestly, one of the harder locker rooms for me to read, Tony. I mean, everybody's pleased they won.
Yeah.
But it almost seemed like that there was multiple sales jobs being thrown out at you.
Hmm.
That we can talk about the thing right before half in a minute. But
yeah.
But the first thing was we need to be happy about all the little joys in life was kind of the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we went got the statistic about it's been since 2007 since we've been bowl eligible this many years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I know that's an easy thing to mock. That is a positive. Yes,
absolutely a positive.
But not exactly an easy sell, let's be straight, in a year that people are thinking we're going to be in the playoff. Now, I always thought that was not a realistic expectation.
No.
But
right.
When your fan base believes it, whether you want them to or not.
Right.
Hey,
and you got to manage those expectations, because Russell made a great point earlier in the year. He came out. Russell, what game was it? Do you remember? You were sitting right there in that seat, and you said, look, folks, I don't know what y'all are thinking this year is, but this is not a playoff team. I think it was like the Ohio game, and people were upset it didn't look good enough. And you were like, look, I just want to win the East here, take a step forward. And all that is still very much in, believe it or not, because Florida is that bad, and the East is all-time bad.
Yeah, but
it's losing, all still in play.
Yeah, and losing to South Carolina, he used up all that capital or equity, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, I get that. People are going to be upset about it.
Yeah.
But to me, everybody wants to talk about coming into the season, oh, how many games do you have to win this year? How many games? And to me, it wasn't a matter of how many games. It was just get to Atlanta. And if you get to Atlanta, whether you win 8 games or 11 games, it doesn't matter to me. Just winning the East,
that's a
being
really
in
interesting
that
point.
Championship that's game with the spotlight on you in early December is all that mattered to me this
that's
year.
That's a really interesting point. Do you all agree with that before I get Eric's take on the inside the locker room? Bino, do you agree with that? It doesn't matter if it's 8 wins or 10 wins, get to Atlanta?
I think the goal was to get to Atlanta, Tony.
It doesn't matter the number of losses? Or will you go there with Russell and
yeah,
that?
I mean, it's this will never be the special season that it had looked like it had an opportunity to be.
Right.
But it can be viewed as another step forward in the progression under Butch Jones. If we win 9 football games and go to Atlanta, we've beaten Florida. To me, that's a step forward.
Special season meaning 10-2?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go with that.
New Year's Day 6 bowl.
I'll go with that. Okay. I'll go with that. Let's go back to our phones. LSU guys has 0 offense.
Yeah.
Their defense is phenomenal. They have the top running back in college football, one of the best to enter college football in forever. And y'all, this game here is 0-0. This looks like
school,
one of those World Series games. It's as old
attrition.
School.
Yeah, both teams have missed field goals. LSU has done nothing on offense. Alabama's done next to nothing on offense.
Eric Waddell.
Just a total aside. God, I miss football like this.
Oh, I love football like that.
Yeah.
The Big 12 is such a joke. That arena football nonsense, that TCU-Baylor thing today. And a lot of these spread offenses have done that, no offense. But it's fun to see LSU's defense keep that spread offense in front of them and say, I know you all think you're cute, but you might want to get powerful tonight because we're beating your ass and making you like it. Go ahead, Eric. Inside the locker room, take me in there, then we'll go back to the phones.
It was a positive situation. I mean,
yes.
Obviously, you know, you win 55 or so to nothing.
Yes.
Again, over a totally overmatched team. But it seemed like we were getting sold on, hey, this is a great, great moment kind of thing. And
mm-hmm.
I was trying to understand why you're overselling this. Is it because we've literally gone about a month without or more? Without
35 days. Was
yeah.
it Bino, 35? That you said earlier, 35
days? 35 days, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And maybe, you know, maybe this was the tonic that the doctor was ordering. You know, that we just needed a night like this where we had someone who we could literally beat the snot bubbles out of. And,
right.
And this helps a lot, you know. And, I mean, I love the attempt to try to tell everybody how focused – everything inside the building is and how focused we are and how unbothered
yeah.
I am by the outside world. But I'm having a – I mean, you know, I wasn't born yesterday.
Right.
It's – this is more my opinion than what was said. But I'm listening to this. I'm like, you're just trying to sell this a little bit too hard. If you want to blow this off, if you don't want to talk about it anymore, that's one thing. But
right.
don't – please. Well, I'm not dumb as a rock. Please don't try to sell me it's sunshine and roses.
Go ahead.
It just isn't.
But it's also they didn't go out there and screw around and win 38-27.
No, it's great.
You went out
they
there and hammered an inferior.
It's great.
You don't have to even like put on any pretenses. You go like, all right, we did what we came to do. Now we got to get back on track for SEC play.
On Periscope, mark this spot for those of you who don't have the Periscope app. It's worth downloading. Some some lady, I guess, from Moscow just told me I'm really good looking. People are on there telling her that Putin is a Bama fan, encouraging her not to drop the bomb on us. Somebody just said that Butch, it's all coming. So, and somebody just said the chick is blind.